Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
So I want to start with mastering your emotions. Now, if you were to Google, how do I master my emotions? You might get a lot of different stuff. So, but for me and my practice and what I help my clients with, this is what mastering my emotions means to me. So this is about just really being in charge of how you feel in every single moment, and most importantly, not allowing external factors to play a part in where my energy goes. So I'm trying to keep a high vibration all day long. I'm trying to be as, you know, happy and positive and excited about life as I can. That doesn't mean that horrific things sometimes don't happen in life or painful experiences don't happen. We have to be able to experience everything in life. This isn't about suppressing anything. This isn't about just being positive in every single moment and, you know, pretending that that life is, you know, rainbows and sunshine every single day. No, but this is about learning how to, when we are going through those difficult times, learning how to parent ourselves through those times and get through them in a healthy way. Mastering my emotions also has to do with learning about abusive behavior. It's about learning about narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, different types of defense, you know, mechanisms or tactics that people will use. It's about learning where my wounds are within inside myself. You know, what are the things that I carry wounds with and what are the things that I'm vulnerable to? That way, you know, when someone does something that kind of stings you, you know where it's coming from. Where's that sting coming from? If you don't know, you know, the stuff that's going on inside of yourself, then you're going to allow people to offend you, hurt you, you know, make you, basically you're allowing others to have a control over your vibration. And learning how to master your emotions is taking responsibility for your life, for your happiness, and every single moment. So if, you know, I'm on the phone with my friend or my sister or whatever, and they're having a bad day, of course I'm going to have empathy for that person and be there for that person, but I'm also going to learn how to protect myself and not allow some of their stuff to really affect me. And that is especially true when you're dealing with abusive people. So we can't always control who we come in contact with. We of course can control who our partners are and friendships are, but we can't control who family is. And even though we can not have relationships with some people, it might be unavoidable that we're going to see them from time to time. It's unavoidable that we might have to work with someone that is really abusive and, you know, is completely unhealthy and toxic and negative or whatever, and we have to learn how to be able to engage with these people. So a lot of people ask me a ton of questions. A lot of people ask me, you know, how do I increase my self-confidence? How do I deal with this narcissistic person? And I want to get out of this relationship, and what do I do? And I have a friend that's really toxic and all of these things. Of course, we need to learn about codependency and all of those things because those are where our wounds are. But the other aspect of all of this stuff is learning how to have positive and healthy self-talk. And you know, how you feel in every single moment comes from the thoughts that you're thinking. So it could come from, you know, your friend being mad at you, and because she was being kind of cranky, now all of a sudden, like, you don't feel good and now you're cranky, but that's because you allowed that person's energy to affect you. When you learn this stuff, you learn how to be around anyone and put a bubble around yourself. That way you're deflecting their negativity or their stuff off of you. Again, it doesn't mean that we're not there for people. It just means that, especially if it's a toxic or abusive person, it means that their stuff is not going to affect me. I don't need their validation. I know how to stand up for myself, and I know how to love myself throughout dealing with this person. So what is self-parenting? Self-parenting is the ability to really counsel yourself, coach yourself, love yourself through an experience or a feeling. So if I'm having a feeling, whether it's fear, self-doubt, anything that's coming from my ego, anything that's coming from your ego is that negative tape that's playing. And that's really important to understand, that we have those two parts of ourselves. We have our ego self and we have our true self. Our true self is our soul, our essence, It's the part of us that's, you know, connected to God, the universe, source, whatever it is that you want to believe in. It's the part of us that is unconditional love. It is, I always say, the good angel and the bad angel. So your good angel is always encouraging you. It believes in you. It knows who you really are at your core. Your ego self, or your negative, your bad angel, that's the part of you that wants to just keep you living in fear. It doesn't like change. It wants to keep you kind of stuck and safe. It thinks that this is actually helping you to keep you stuck and safe. And really it's not. And again, I'm not going to get into the ego and how it was formed, because that's a whole nother video in itself. But really understanding that anything that is negative that you're thinking is coming from that ego self. So anything that is positive and hopeful and self-loving is coming from your true self. So when I teach people this process of self-parenting, I always use the analogy of, if you have children, great, but if you don't have children, that's totally fine too. But if someone, you want to be able to get to a point where you're recognizing a thought that you're thinking, you're recognizing a negative thought, fear-based, you know, self-sabotaging, wants to keep you stuck, you know, the thought that's unmotivating and telling you to kind of lay in bed and don't go to the gym today, or whatever those thoughts are, all of those ego thoughts, all those negative thoughts, you have to be able to recognize when those thoughts are happening. That's number one. So if you can't recognize when those thoughts are happening, then you're going to get wrapped up in that thought, and it's going to be really easy to do. So I always tell people to, when you start doing this and you start practicing this stuff, to set a reminder on your phone a couple times a day. And just check in with yourself and just, you know, check in. How am I feeling? Do I feel happy? Do I feel hopeful? Do I feel excited about life? Do I feel kind of down? Do I feel tired? Do I feel stressed? Do I feel angry? And really learning to really have conversations with yourself inside of your head, like, and be curious about what it is that you're feeling. Okay, I feel stressed right now. Why do I feel stressed? And really keep digging into this. Pretend like you're having a conversation with someone that you really love. So if your son or daughter, or best friend, parent, whoever, someone that you really, really love and care about more than anyone in the world, right? That person came to you and said, I'm feeling stressed. What would you say to that person? You would say, well, why are you feeling stressed? And you would be curious. You would want to help this person. You would want to dig out the reasons why this person is feeling fear or insecure, or they feel like they don't have any confidence, or they're scared of the future, or they're feeling lonely, whatever the feeling is. So when you start digging, okay, well, why do you feel lonely? I feel lonely because blah, blah, blah. Then you need to practice thinking and having this conversation in your head. Then you need to practice having this conversation inside your head and asking yourself, you know, okay, you feel stressed, you feel lonely, you're feeling insecure. And speaking to yourself the way you would your friend or someone that you really love, which is, honey, you're feeling lonely? Understandably so. You know, always validating what you're thinking. Because if you can't validate your own thoughts and feelings, then that means you're going to search for people outside of yourself to do it for you. And that's codependency 101. So you have to be able to really love yourself through a feeling. And don't judge your feelings. That's so important. Because if your son or daughter came to you, or your best friend, or your mother, or whoever it is that you, you know, try to use this analogy with, then you would never judge their feelings. I know for me, I have a son, and if my son came to me and said, you know, I'm feeling really insecure because, you know, Billy didn't invite me to his house tonight, I would never judge that thought. I would never be like, really? Like, that is a ridiculous thought. I would never judge him. I would encourage him and I would remind him of who he is. I would tell him, honey, I totally understand how that can be hurtful. Of course, that's a reason to have hurt feelings. But you have to understand that you're an amazing human being. And, you know, while, yes, it's hurtful, don't worry about it, sweetie, because someone else will invite you to their party and you have plenty of friends around you and people that really love you. It's just a matter of having this conversation with yourself and really learning how to coach yourself through your own feelings and learning how to love yourself through a feeling that you're having, no matter what the feeling is. It can be something that you think is absolutely ridiculous, but it's a feeling that your inner child is having, and you have to be able to look at yourself as that little girl, as that little boy that you once were. And how would you treat your inner child if, you know, again, your son or daughter came up to you and had this thought or this feeling? You would never judge them for it. You would be there for them, you would support them, you would validate them, you would love them through the feeling. You would remind them of who they are, because in that moment they're forgetting. And that's really what self-parenting is. And it's tough to think of, well, when would I actually use self-parenting? But you use it in every aspect of life. If you're going to apply for a job and you think, oh, I'm not gonna apply for that job, I'm never gonna get it, that's when you start self-parenting yourself. Every negative thought you have to pretend like every negative thought that comes up would be coming from your best friend, would be coming from someone that you really love. And what would you say to that person if they were having that thought? When you learn to do this stuff, your entire life is gonna change, because you're going to be able to learn how to change your negative self-talk and turn it into positive self-talk. And you're gonna believe that self-talk because you're talking yourself through the feeling. You're connected to your true self. You're connected to that part of you that's unconditional love, that's connected to source, God, energy, whatever it is that you want to believe. And we all have these two parts of ourselves. We all have one part that is unconditional love, and that's the part that's supporting us. Oftentimes, we only hear that negative stuff because we've listened to it for so long. And I always refer to your negative ego and that negative story that's playing as your bully. It's your bully. And you've been listening to it, and you've been feeding it, and you've been nurturing it, and you've been getting wrapped up in that conversation. And now when that bully talks, you listen right away. And when they talk, that bully talks, it's as loud as day. You haven't focused on your true self. You haven't focused on your soul, your essence, your inner child. You haven't listened to that voice to really understand that the more you listen to something, where energy goes, what is that saying? Where the mind goes, energy flows. I think that's what it is. But the more you listen to that part of yourself that's unconditional love, and you know, and you believe it, and you know that it's right because it is. It's the part of you that loves you unconditionally, and it knows who you are at your core, and it knows what you're capable of. And when you start listening to that more often, and parenting yourself through those thoughts, that ego, it's never gonna fully go away, but it's gonna get quieter and quieter. And when it does start to resurface and it wants to kind of hit you with something negative, number one, you're gonna recognize what's happening, and you're gonna be able to shut it up right away. And that's the key to mastering your emotions. You know, unless you're like a really enlightened Buddhist somewhere that is just meditating all day long, but for the most part, us normal human beings that don't do that, the best life coach, or the best athlete in the world, or someone that's, you know, wicked successful, Oprah, Tony Robbins, like all of these people, they all have an ego. They all have a negative tape that plays. The difference between them and us is that they have learned how to master that. They have learned how to change that tape right away and turn it into that positive tape. And that positive tape is what has allowed them to be successful, to create what they want in life, to have happiness. So really understanding this is so, so critical towards not just gaining things, you know, having money, applying for a job and all of that stuff, and law of attraction and like everything like that. It's really just about learning how to take care of yourself. It's learning about how to love yourself and be happy in life, regardless of what you have around you.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.